Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Governor Steve Sisolak appeared before the entire nation on ABC's Good Morning America to let the cat out of the bag. What was supposed to be announced in Nevadans on Thursday was released ahead of time to a national audience. You've got to ask yourself why he decided to choose to release this information in a national forum. More of that in a moment. Now first, what was it that the governor revealed? Nevada's stay-at-home order, which is set to expire tomorrow, will be extended. So for those who had been given hope that we'll be getting a bit of a reprieve, the information was disappointing. Nevadans have been quarantined for more than a month. The early heat of summer is on its way. People are getting restless and want to stretch their wings. So why isn't the governor beginning a true lift in his stay-at-home orders? He told ABC's Amy Rohrabach, "We just have not reached exactly where we want to get in a downward trajectory." He said, quote, "Our statistics have plateaued, numbers have kind of stabilized, and hospitalizations and intensive care hospitalizations have begun to decline. So we are looking forward to continue to bring our economy back to life a little bit," end of quote. A little bit? By the governor's own admission, our hunk down has made a difference. Nevada is far from the most impacted state by this pandemic, yet it is not enough for the governor to let the reins out to get many, if not most, of the workers in Nevada back to work. Now, getting Nevada's economy back to life a little bit is not great news to Nevadans, nor to those going through economic pains. He plans to allow retail stores to increase curbside pickup, and he'll ease up on some outdoor recreations activities. Now, first of all, we already have curbside pickup for many companies, and allowing people to get back to the golf course isn't exactly an overwhelming thrill. Golf courses should never have been closed in the first place. His words have not heartened those who are going through the economic and emotional crisis of this new decade. The governor indicated casinos would not reopen until the third or fourth phase of Nevada's phased-in opening plan. He added, "We're just not ready right now to handle that kind of volume." According to the president, there are three phases to go through. What? The governor just added a fourth? When? And casinos are not ready right now to handle that kind of volume? Most casinos, big and small, say they are. Who is he listening to? Now, meanwhile, Nevada businesses are upset with the governor's slow rollout plan for reopening the state. Brian Wachter, Senior Vice President of Government and Public Affairs for the Retail Association of Nevada, is quoted as saying if the governor knew what he was planning, he should announce as soon as possible instead of waiting. The association released a survey that showed a steep increase in how many people feel the governor is mishandling the coronavirus crisis. 51% of people believed he is handling the outbreak as well or very well, down from 64% in March. The Nevada chapter president of the National Federation of Independent Business said businesses have to know whether the closure is going to continue for a month or end next week. Meanwhile, discretionary income dwindles. And why did the governor choose to release his lockdown decision to a national audience and not to Nevadans? Maybe he didn't want the blowback, or maybe he was trying to gain some prominence with a national audience, figuring after a Democrat loss in 2020, he might be the Democrat Party's savior in 2024. Who knows? I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.